Wild Tales is sponsored by Cotswold Outdoor. When we're out in the elements, we're in our element. And outside retail expert Cotswold Outdoor is helping more of us to get out with the right kit. Thanks also to their support, the National Trust is helping walking communities to access the UK's outside spaces. And we're working to fix 15,000 kilometres of paths and trails by 2030 for everyone to enjoy. Find your element with Cotswold Outdoor.
There's quite a few in the water. They're obviously curious. They're watching what we're doing. They don't see a lot of people. We're still a concern for them because obviously we're unusual. But bear in mind there's 100 animals, 150 metres away. They're not bothered by us. We're not disturbing them. Some of them are aware. Some of them have looked our way. Some of them have gone back to sleep.
Today we're in one of the most secretive sites in the UK, searching for a creature that thrives in the undisturbed. But why did hundreds of grey seals choose to make their home on a shingle spit shrouded in military history? I'm Ranger Rosie Holdsworth. Welcome to Wild Tales, the island of secret seals.
Welcome to Orford Quay and our ferry Octavia. We're going to take you a short distance across the river to Orford Ness itself. And from there, we'll transport you across the site, we'll go through the marshes, over to the shingle, and hopefully on the seaward side of Orford Ness, we'll see some seals.
This is Countryside Manager Matt Wilson. Orford Ness on the Suffolk coast was once known as the Island of Secrets. From 1918 through World War II and then all the way through the Cold War, it was home to some of the most top secret military research in the whole of the UK. And you can see why. It feels remote, hidden, but totally exposed to the elements.
We're going to go off the normal visitor route so that we can pick up a couple of areas of the site that aren't normally open at all. However, we do have a rule of thumb on site, which is if it looks like a bomb crater, it's a bomb crater. So out where we're going on the shingle, there's potentially upwards of 500,000 pieces of things that might go bang. So stick with us, stay on the paths. That's the safety briefing.
The landscape of Orford Ness is completely unique. Its history means that visitors are heavily restricted, and it's home to one of the UK's rarest habitats. In this wild, flat place, the possibilities for nature are as big as the skies.
Our conservation here is part of the ethos is curated decay. So these buildings, some of which we don't have structural drawings for, they're still covered by the Official Secrets Act. The military history is key, it's really important. But the primary reason National Trust acquired Orford Ness is the wildlife and habitat.
Matt hops off the boat, and looking around, you notice that the landscape of Orford Ness is completely unique.
So vegetated shingle is a really distinctive feature of Orford Ness, and it's natural wave action sorting the stones into different sizes over time. And it forms these ridges and these dips. And then what happens over even more time is that those ridges start to get other particulates to fall in there, and they start to form almost a soil-like structure. From there, it means vegetation can take hold. And it's quite a delicate structure because it's formed over through wave action. The structures can't be recreated artificially, and if it gets compacted, so by driving over it, walking over it, will literally kill off the vegetation underneath, it will die off, and could take decades to recover, if it recovers at all. That's one of the reasons why it's such a rare habitat.
Matt jumps into the car that will take us across to the eastern side of the Ness. It looks like an abandoned planet, something that would be at home in Star Wars. All that the eye can see is shingle, sky, ruined buildings, and the biggest hares you've seen in your life.
We've got fantastic numbers of brown hares. I've seen more brown hares on Orford Ness than I've seen anywhere else in my career. They love it. So we're heading eastwards across the shingle, and directly in front of us is what remains of Orford Ness Lighthouse. So just that small red brick bump is all that remains, and immediately behind it is the beach. Part of the reason why the lighthouse was deconstructed back in 2020 is that in 2018 it became unsafe because of coastal erosion.
The car pulls up just past the stump of the lighthouse. Other than the wind and the sea, there's not a sound. It feels like we're a million miles away from civilization. It's the perfect place to hide big, blubbery secrets.
What's interesting, and particularly from our relatively new arrivals in the Grey Seals, is that the point of the lighthouse is almost the midpoint of the nest itself. And this is where, in 2021, winter 21, the seals first arrived. We had one of the team out doing a routine post-storm check. We'd see what might have been thrown up onto the beach from the storms, just to make sure there's nothing in terms of marine litter or anything we need to be concerned about. Walked over the ridge we were about to go over, and there were 200 seals on the beach, which hadn't been seen before. Let's go and see if we can see some. There's definitely a couple in the water, so there should be some just here. So we're out on the shingle beach now. This is a really dynamic coastal site, really. The seaward side of the Ness changes on a daily basis. It is very exposed to the elements. So today, it's great, the sun is shining. It's bright and cold. Actually, it's generally a gentle gradient down to the water's edge. And a bit further down the beach, you can see the seals stretched out, just basking in the sunshine. So we had 25 pups in the winter of 2021. We had 66 pups in the winter of 2022. And then last year, we had 133 pups. So it's slowly going up. But this shingle is why one of the reasons we think they're here, because it does offer an opportunity for them to haul out of the water, potentially to escape a little bit of that extreme weather. Grey seal pups, when they're born, are different to common seals. So they're born in the winter, for starters. And grey seal pups, when they're first born, have this really distinctive white coat, this fluffy white coat. But they're not actually waterproof when they're born. So once they're born, they tend to spend 3 weeks nursing. So drinking milk, they're born at about 13, 14 kilos, and seal milk's 60% fat. So they will put on about 2 kilos a day for that 3 week period.
The Orford Ness seals have been doing well, producing big, fat, fluffy pups that return year on year. But why are they here, and why now?
So 40% of the seals worldwide are in UK waters. The research and the data suggests when populations reach a peak in an area, some will just break away and they will come find somewhere new or somewhere they've visited before on previous stops. And we think that's what's happened here. So we're reasonably sure that these seals, when they first came here, came from one of the Norfolk colonies, either Blakeney or Horsey. We're just around the coast. It's quite a distance, but from a seal's point of view, it's not far at all. Probably slightly coincidentally with the storm event that happened as well. So perhaps that did force them to come out of the water where they perhaps ordinarily wouldn't. But once they were out, it clearly suited them. So that's where they've stayed.
This is the UK's most easterly colony, the furthest they've come down the coast. And this is the newest piece of evidence that grey seal numbers are rising. In the 1900s, there were as few as 500 in UK waters. Now, there are as many as 120,000. But despite this huge increase, seals are shy of people. It's undoubtedly the case that the reason the seals like it here is the secretiveness of the Ness, with its beaches hidden out of sight from people.
Our normal visitor operations are from April till October. And the only way to get across to Orford Ness is via our ferry. So we've got quite a lot of control how people get here, but also what they do when we are here. The safety briefing I gave you earlier on, we have a lot of unexploded ordnance on site. It's quite a useful way to help control where people go. One of the reasons that we think the seals arrived in the first place is that because of safety concerns, because of coastal erosion, we had to shut off visitor access to the beach. It's not a small coincidence that within a couple of years of us doing that, suddenly we have 200 grey seals turn up and they start to have pups in what's quite a sheltered, near-perfect environment for them. It's safe, it's undisturbed. There's a great feeding ground just out there. Actually, there's a sandbar that comes round from the north, from near Aldborough, and we think it makes a great fish nursery as well as seal nursery.
As we talk, a huge grey face pops out of the water in front of us.
Got a great big bull just coming towards us now, just to come and have a look at what we're doing, keep an eye on us. But they are big animals. Yeah, the big bulls can weigh 200 to 250 kilos. A lot of people will consider red deer the biggest mammal in the UK, land mammal. Actually, these guys are. And that has a lot of risk. They are wild. And this time of year to their pups, yeah, they can get easily disturbed and spooked. Because their pups aren't waterproof, that's a big risk to them, because if something should disturb these animals and they charge towards the water, even just a handful of them, they can knock into pups, they can knock them into the water, at which point they become waterlogged and potentially can drown. And that's something we want to avoid at all costs.
But why was this conservation success kept a secret for so long?
Part of the reason why we kept it quiet for so long, because they arrived in October, November 2021, and we didn't announce that we had them until February 2024, was because we weren't sure they were going to stay. And they have stayed, and we're expecting this puppy year to be even higher. They're really charismatic, and they are beautiful-looking animals, both in and out of the water. And it's a privilege, really, to be able to see them both states here. A lot are hauled out. Again, there's probably almost 200 just south of us here. Whilst they're land mammals as well, the water's really their environment, and that's where they feel safest. So that's where they're going to stay, water's edge, and keep an eye on us. What we want them to do is to stay. We didn't influence them coming in the first place. If something dramatic changes, we can't influence them staying. But for now, that they stay, they continue to pup. Hopefully those pup numbers go up. So the population continues to grow sustainably for them.
Matt is clearly excited about the seals, but on an island with so much rarity and so many things not seen elsewhere, why do the seals matter?
So to have a new colony is an exciting thing. It shows that the population generally around UK waters is growing, so they're establishing a new area to be within. And they're a native species. You know, any native species is important. This is another aspect of the conservation story for Orford Ness. It's another reason to be proud of the site and how important it is for priority species and for habitats. It's part of the biodiversity story across the UK as a whole. It's a bit of a success story. In terms of a lot of things feel like they are going the wrong way. Nature is at risk. There are other species just on this site that have seen 90 to 99% drops in their population in just the last 20 years. Dramatic, dramatic fall off in species numbers, which are as difficult to try and help recover as protecting the seals are when they weren't an expected arrival. A big chunky sliver of hope, possibly. It does lend itself towards that some things are working, some things are going okay. A lot of things are in decline, but there's always things that you can pin on and say, yeah, this is a good thing for us.
Just as Matt is about to drive away, he spots a chunky, fluffy ball peeping over the shingle ridge.
Fantastic. So yeah, we can just see the very white coats of that pup in the distance on top of the ridge. And actually, mum's turned round slightly, so what looked like a bit of vegetation on top of the ridge is actually mum. So they're probably, 15 feet apart. She's really close, keeping an eye on it. What you want to see from the pups when we do the counts is exactly that sort of shape. You want them to be nice and rounded, looking really healthy and really fat. Yeah, that's a good seal pup. That's a great little white coat, that one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Wild Tales. To find out more about Orford Ness, head to our show notes. And join us on Instagram, @wildtalesnt. See you next time. Wild Tales is sponsored by Cotswold Outdoor, your outside retailer and epic guides to adventure. Quick breathers, calming walks, or heart-pounding hikes. We feel better when we get out more. Find quality kit and 50 years of outdoor wisdom. Plus, National Trust supporters get 15% off walking kit in-store and online. Feel in your element, in the elements, at cotswoldoutdoor.com.